Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your lifestyle.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Be involved, be engaged. Come on. You never give up. No matter what, you never give up. You know this thing with Trump, what you see going on just all across the country. Right? You just can't stop. There are going to be movements everywhere this weekend, you know, Saturday and Sunday. Getting on the case of these legislators. They need to do the right thing. They need to do, actually, it's going to be the uncomfortable thing for them. For me, it would be comfortable because you got to do the right thing. The proof is there. Now, some people are saying, yeah, but do the numbers match? Well, how are you supposed to know? If Joe Biden picks up a gazillion votes because 138,000 votes were dropped off in the middle of the night, and out of 138,000, there are no down-ticket votes? Are we serious? And we're supposed to believe that that's real? Those votes shouldn't count. I am sorry. Not to be mean to my, fellow Americans in other states. You voted these crooks in years ago, and they don't want to give it up. You brought them in. And you've got to find a way to get rid of them because they're nothing but a problem for you. If the Dems make this happen, you can look at the rest of the country being like California for the next 20 years. It is going to be next to impossible to get these wonderful people out of here. Seriously. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732, again, 5563. There really is so much going on, so much to track. And more people, I love it when they say, you know, more and more people saying that there was no voter fraud, or there's, you know, they made a big deal out of Barr's comments, when in reality they just weren't being honest. Anyway, you cut it, they weren't being honest. So earlier I was talking about, you heard me mention to Zoe, but I didn't go through with him in total. But you heard me mention how Christopher Rufo in Twitter put up an article about how San Diego's Unified School District, they're forcing teachers to attend a white privilege training. Now, teachers are told in this training that whether you believe it or not, you are racist. And you uphold racist ideas, structures, and policies simply by being a teacher that teaches out of books written by white people. A couple of teachers were so irritated that they actually put out copies of the paperwork that they were given. And I think, personally, I believe it's a big deal. One of them says, we acknowledge that we meet on stolen land, taken from indigenous peoples. I am speaking to you from Kumeyaay land, and we must acknowledge the hidden history and violence. Now, will they also acknowledge and list? I'm just asking. Will they also acknowledge and list how that group of indigenous people got their land. Will they talk about how those heathens, as I lovingly put it, who they killed, the damage they created, how many of their fellow indigenous people that they massacred, not in a fair battle, but actually massacred to take that land? They probably won't do that because it doesn't fit their narrative. It has to be about the white man taking it away. They go through norms and agreements. Share the air. Take space and leave space. I have no idea what that means. Be brave. Speak your truth. And you notice how they say that? Not the truth. Speak your truth and listen to other people's truths, which means you could probably say, no, that's a lie. I don't have to listen to that. Be mindful and fully present. Well, that means don't smoke dope before the meeting. I don't get that one. And this one. Expect to experience discomfort. Allow others to learn what you know. Is this like gaggable or what? I mean that with sincerity. See, this is not a matter of, you know, let's look at what has happened or what white people have done over the decades. No, no, no. Right? This is more like, look at how bad you are. And you're racist just because of the color of your skin. The same reason they've been teaching us not to judge black folks and Hispanic folks or Mexican-looking folks because of the color of their skin. They can do the same thing. They can do it. It's okay. Emotions, racial stress that are stirred when making white people consider racial realities, because we don't have a clue as to what was done in the past, right? Guilt, anger, apathy, frustration, closed-mindedness, and defensiveness is all what you hear from the white folks. Right? And they claim that the reason we can't have the conversation is because it bothers. It bothers the white people too much. You are racist, period, they say. Try to use one word to answer the question, how would this make you feel? Think to yourself, what would you say to someone who tells you this? I'd say you're a fool and you bought into the left-leaning BS that makes you feel better. Right? So, this is all happening in California. These kind of things are happening in California. I've asked State California Representative or Senator Scott Wilk to join me and talk about some of the crazy things going on in the state. And can we turn it around? Can people really turn it around? Joe Mazzini, your host. We'll be back in a little bit.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
You have the manners of a goat, and you smell like a dung heap.
To the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I do so much appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. You know, one of my favorite topics to talk about is California and His Highness Governor Newsom and some of the stuff that he comes down with, some of the edicts that he's come across with for the state as a whole. But, you know, I'm not there. I'm not fighting that fight on a daily basis. And, man, I wouldn't want to be doing it because I really would feel like I was shoveling seaweed against the tide. But I've asked State Senator Scott Wilk to join me because he's in it. He's in the mess up there. He's been around for a while. I guess they're not up there anymore. They're probably not going to go back. Senator Wilk, thanks for being with me. I appreciate your time.
Thank thank you, Joe, but I would have appreciated the original version from Aerosmith, which is the greatest band to ever hail from Boston.
From Boston. Except for Boston, which was the greatest fake
band. No.
Fake band.
The day rock and roll, the day rock and roll died was the day that Boston released their first album. It was soulless. Technically flawless, but it had no soul at all.
I know. Well, sorry, guy.
I'm calling you out on that.
Yes, Mr. Wilk knows that I hail from Massachusetts. And what a state has been such a disappointment over the last 20 or 30 years. Just amazing. Where it all started, where it may all die, too, at some point in time. Anyhow, you know, I was doing a story before you came on about how City of San Diego is now sending its teachers and forcing them to go to white privilege training. And I said, okay, whether you believe in all this stuff or not, at this point, they are 47th when it comes to, you know, 47th on the bottom when it comes to reading proficiency in that city. And I'm thinking, when are we going to get back, especially here in California? It almost seems like, and I know you're not part of this, that the legislators spend more of their time on these social issues, passing laws about social issues, as opposed to, how about we get back to reading, writing, and arithmetic? What do you think?
Well, I think we would better serve our students if we did that. I'm vice chair of the Senate Education Committee, and my focus on the 4 years I've been on there is student success and access. And the liberal majority on that committee, all they care about is social issues and protecting bad teachers.
Yeah. It's amazing. It's one of the only institutions, I say, in the country where you're forced by the government to put your kids in a great school or a failing school. And here in California, they even want to take or stop the charter school kind of options for parents. I say they're trying to take parental choice away when it comes to education. I think kids should be allowed to go. Parents should be allowed to choose the facilities that would best work for their children. Don't you agree?
I think you're a little soft on that. My view is I'm sitting there in that legislative chamber or in that committee room, and these policymakers actually want to raise your children. They think they're smarter than you, and they think they have better values than you, and they want to raise the next generation. They don't think parents should even have a say in it. And the way that they just decimated charter schools in this state during this last legislative session was just incredibly offensive. And until we get a new governor and we get new people sitting next to me in those legislative chambers, it's not going to change.
No, I agree with you. And, you know, it's funny. I did a story last week about how charter schools are flourishing from a standpoint. The kids that attend charter schools on a regular basis are somewhat used to this distance learning, and they're doing well across the country. And the traditional or comprehensive public schools are having to play catch up. So instead of fighting some of these different forms of education, we should be sitting down as a group and going, okay, what are they doing that's so successful? Instead of poo-pooing them and trying to shut them down, let's look at how they're succeeding, because if it truly is for the kids, we should be looking at every option for the kids to succeed.
But that's where there's the disconnect, because it's not really about the kids. It's about union employees. And anytime there's any kind of education reform at all, it gets nixed. I remember, I think it was 2 years ago now, maybe three. We'll say three. So Bill Dodd, great guy, Democratic senator from the Napa Valley area, had a bill to allow community colleges to offer teacher credentialing programs. And the reason for that is that the baby boomers are retiring. We're going to have a serious teacher shortage, one. And two, in California, it's the California State Universities that are the primary source of teachers. But, you know, there's only 21 campuses throughout the state. Whereas with the community college district, we have 115 campuses, so we're in every nook and cranny in the state, and so to me it made sense, because we've had a pilot program the last 3 years to I think it's 15 different bachelor programs at different community colleges been allowed to be offered. So anyway, Bill Dodd had this bill to allow community colleges, you know, they have to be, you know, certified and all that, but, you know, to do this. And, you know, the whole education establishment, you know, can't do it. They never tell you why you can't do it. They just say you can't do it. But so what I did when I'm sitting there listening to all the people complaining, I Googled South Dakota. So my district, which is Northern LA County in San Bernardino County, I represent 971,000 people. I do not have a public four-year college or university in my district. I have three community colleges. I have two private Christian colleges, but I have no four-year public college or university. South Dakota, 865,000 people. They have seven four-year public private colleges and or universities. And I just don't think a zip code should be an impediment to your ability to access higher education. But they said no.
You know, it's one of the things I learned early on when I got on the board was, you know, I always heard it was for the kids. But after being on the board for about 12 months, I said, wait a minute, this has nothing to do with the kids. This has everything to do with what is going to further the cause, you know, of the teachers and others. It always came from that point of view. Now, even with that said, in my district, we have some great teachers. There are some great teachers out there, love their kids, love their profession, love their jobs. I see what the union does, and it drives me out of my mind. But let's move away from education. I want to get to the real problem. I've already got people asking me questions about this. Newsom, how did he get so much power? Oh, wait a minute. There's the music. You'll have time to think about that.
Yeah, that's a hard break.
Yeah. How did you know that? That's pretty good. Maybe you should be doing this. We'll be back in a few minutes. People, hey, don't go far ahead of the show. Welcome be with me.
I'd have better bumper music.
You probably would. Okay. We'll be back in a minute.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There's so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of $600.
800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. That's 800-396-0650.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Vice President Mike Pence in Memphis, Tennessee, discussing Operation Warp Speed on Thursday.
The vice president saying a vaccine will be here soon.
Because of the efforts at the state and federal level, and because of the great work of our research companies and pharmaceutical companies, and because of a great partnership with FedEx and other companies around the country, that help is on the way. We are just a matter, we believe, of days away from when we will begin to distribute tens of millions of doses of a safe and effective coronavirus vaccine to the American people.
President Trump thinks a deal on a new coronavirus relief package is very close. The president saying at the White House he'll support the bill. The bill does have bipartisan support. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Tiny-brained whoppers of other people's bottoms.
We are back. This is Real Time of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. Let me bring him back on because there's a lot to talk about. We could probably do 5 hours on what's going on in the state of California. State Senator Scott Wilk joins me to discuss Hare Newsom and other things that are going.
First of all, I want to say that's one of my favorite Aerosmith songs. Same old song and dance, baby, from Get Your Wings.
That should be the national anthem for California. People make fun of me for the 70s music, but I go, you know what, I'm happy with it. Get a microphone, get your own music, not a problem.
So this is what I say, Joe, when we were going to weddings in the 80s or whatever, they weren't playing songs from the 40s. I mean, I go to weddings even today and they play songs from the 70s. It was the golden era of rock. And I listen to a lot of contemporary stuff. I listen to, you know, alt rock, but you know, I'm sorry, I would take 1971 over any year ever if you look at the music that was produced that year. So
I was going to say why 71, but we were all about for lack of a better way of putting it, drug, sex, rock and roll. We weren't about killing, hitting, beating, pounding on anybody or anything like that. It just was a whole different time. Anyhow.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. And so, Newsom the dictator. First question I've got for you is, how did he get so much power? How is he getting away with so much without the legislature dumping down his throat?
So I've been in the legislature 8 years now. And so in that time, calculated, I've probably done like 18,000-19,000 votes, and I've cast plenty of bad votes. Everybody does, because you base it upon the information that you have at the time, and sometimes it's incomplete, sometimes it's wrong, sometimes you just you make a wrong decision. So we gave him emergency powers on the 16th of March, and I will tell you, and it's funny because I did not want to do it, but. So we got private briefings. All four caucuses got private briefings. And in that briefing, Dr. Galley, who's the secretary of HHS here in California, he told us two things. He said that this virus is highly infectious and that we can anticipate 25 million Californians being infected, and it was very deadly, and that we would have 3 million Californians die. So we based the decision off of that information, and we passed early evening, resolution, granting him emergency powers. And even though Democratic legislators won't say anything publicly, I wish they would, they are all furious privately because this. No, look at this. This is one man rule, and he doesn't know what he's doing, and he's operating with a complete lack of transparency. And so many of us have submitted letters asking for the data, and he won't give us the data because the data will not support the actions that he's taken.
And do legislators have any recourse? I know in some states. The governor calls them in, but also with a large amount of them, they can actually call themselves back in the session. Do you have that?
No, we couldn't do that. No, it's just not going to happen. So I was a co-author of it. So we weren't too deep into this when we realized that there was problems. And Senator Melissa Melendez from Riverside County, I think it was Senate Resolution 93, was to withdraw the emergency powers from him. And couldn't move it out of Rules Committee. There's a process called wharfing where you can, without reference to file, you can bring it directly to the floor. So I would say for the last month, every day that we were in floor session, we tried to bring that resolution to the floor. And on a straight party line vote, it would be tabled.
Wow.
Even though a ton of my colleagues on the other side of the aisle would love to vote for that. Because they know how incompetent this guy is.
Is it fear? Is it the part? I know the party runs lockstep. I understand that. But if they really see this as a bad thing to do, what would I mean? Why would they just do it?
I don't know. My entire legislative career, I've been in the minority. So there's like nothing they could do to me. The only people that can punish me are my constituents. And so I pay heed to that. But these guys can lose their chairmanships. They can lose committee assignments.
Right.
They can lose their office. Everybody's willing to take, so much pain. Literally just roll all the time.
So what are you doing up there? When you do show up, what are you doing up there?
We haven't been up there. We adjourned on the 31st of August. We actually go back on Monday to be sworn in for the next legislative session, but we're only there one day, and then we don't come back till the first week of January. But we had a briefing with the governor's staff this morning, about an hour and a half prior to his press conference, and I tell you. They were getting ripped by some of the most liberal Democratic senators, privately about this lack of transparency and about this incoherent policy. And I don't know what's going to take for these guys to stand up and do the right thing. I don't know. It's frustrating.
All right, so let's just say by some, God shows up and clears the air for everything, and you guys go back in January. What can we expect from the California legislature, or what can we expect to see here in the coming year? The economic damage has been done. You've got one of the highest unemployment rates that there is. He screwed up the EDD system. I just read today, was it $300 or $400 million was sent to convicts? Really?
So the initial calculation is that $400 million went fraudulently to inmates in the state penitentiary system. My guess is it's going to be much higher than any time they put out a number, dude. It is way higher than whatever it is. Here's the thing that's really outrageous about it. So because AB 109, which was under Governor Brown, which we and I wasn't there then, but released a bunch of inmates And then we had, you know, Prop 47, Prop 57. So there's a lot of inmates that are already out roaming our streets, not in the system. So, you know, to me, it's like, okay, so the people who are really, who are in prison right now are really hard, they're like hardcore
right.
criminals, right? And so here's what we're doing. We're taking taxpayer money, we're giving it to the crime syndicates in the prisons, and I'm sure they're pushing that money out to all their cronies on the streets. So taxpayers are funding crime syndicates in California.
My God. Yeah.
It's crazy. It's crazy.
Well, you know, somebody said it was a computer glitch. In one article I read, I said, no, that is not a computer glitch. That is somebody not paying attention to what's going down. You've got, what, millions of dollars going to one address that happens to be, you know, a state penitentiary? Somebody couldn't figure that out somewhere?
So the computer language that EDD uses is COBOL.
Oh.
Okay, I graduated from college in 1983. We were using COBOL in 1983. Because you know what, Joe? They don't spend money on things that should be priorities. They spend money on all their pet projects and or social programs. And you know, our schools are underfunded, our higher education is underfunded, our roads are underfunded, our water infrastructure is underfunded, all these things that are like, you know, behind the screen, like I used to be on Budget Sub 4, which is state administration. I can't tell you all the mess all these computer systems are with all these state agencies. Because it's not shiny, you know, they don't want to fund it. They don't want to fund the fundamentals. They want to fund the stuff that they're interested in.
You know, it's
you got my blood pressure up. You got my blood pressure up.
Well, you know, I've been telling people for years now, I said, if you want to see what the rest of the country would be like, right, and if you elect all Democrats, just look at California. Republicans have very little power here, and
absolutely.
They do whatever they want to do. It's all about social issues, right? And guys like you who are beating their brains out to try to do the right thing, it's almost a waste. It's almost fun to be up there because, to your point, they can't do anything to you, and you can make them look like fools, and they don't care. And there's the music. We'll be back in a minute. Don't go far. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back with Senator Scott Wilk from California in just a few minutes.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly, as you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Got a love bite on your neck. He's coming back this morning. What's the matter with you? Your life's going down the toilet. Cover up that damn thing. Come on, put some makeup on.
All right.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me.
Now, he would have never made this album in California because there's some kind of law that you have to get permission to kiss ahead of time. It has to be in writing or something along those lines. It's really kind of crazy. Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me.
That was a Kevin DeLeon bill where you, between each step in, like, mating, you had to ask permission first. Yeah, it's very romantic.
And the problem was I joked about creating an app for that. And I never did, and I understand that they have a couple of them now, and they're making some great money, so I don't know why I didn't do it. I never thought.
Wow.
You know, it's really funny, because some of the things that I think are, Tammy and I will sit here and go, that'll never fly. Nobody's going to buy that. Nobody's going to do this. And then you find out they've made $1 million, and you go, what the hell, what is wrong with us?
Yeah.
Anyway, that is Senator Scott Wilk from California, and yeah, there's some crazy, such crazy stuff that goes on here. You know, I make fun of you guys all the time up at the legislature. It seems like the only legislation you guys work on is, you know, sexual orientation, what is the other one? The equality issue, which really isn't very equal when you really think about it. We ended up pausing 3 books, which you and I both know means they'll never come back, but pausing 3 books on the school board, Huckleberry Finn, of Mice and Men and To Kill a Mockingbird, because it makes a certain group feel uncomfortable. And you know, my comments were, well, look, aren't these teachable moments? Aren't these moments where you really sit down and go through the history of this country and talk about where we were, where we've come from, and the direction we're heading in, and we're told no. So instead of teaching our kids how to move through things, push through things, we're teaching them how to avoid and feel bad about things. But that's education in California. I don't know if we can change it.
Joe, we need to protect them.
Okay. Yeah, from coronavirus.
I totally agree with you. Like the same thing with tearing down the the statues of the Confederates. Okay, I don't know anybody who's pro slavery. It's a teachable moment, and it's part of our history, and you know we need to own it and explain it and share how we move beyond that. So yeah, I don't get it.
I don't either. So let's talk a little bit about politics in California, because you said something during the break that kind of threw me off a little bit, and I'm thinking the Republicans are mostly done here in California. They don't seem to be able to fight back or push back. Yes, we got some seats. Yes, we picked up some wins here. But it seems like we can't make that jump. In small cities, a lot of these small cities are run, for lack of a better term, by Republicans, conservative Republicans that sit on city councils, water boards, and school boards. And yet it's like a Grand Canyon to move into the state seats. We have very few state seats, don't we?
Well, yes. I mean, I wish we had a lot more than we do. Yes, you're right on that. But that doesn't mean. I mean, so the rules are written so Republicans can't win. So case example, last election cycle. So the 2018 election cycle went back and did an analysis. So I don't think you'd be surprised to find that 98%. Of all union money went to Democratic legislative candidates.
I'm shocked to tell you. I'm shocked.
So the follow-up question for you, and I'm going to put you on the spot. Oh. Business, what percentage of the money did business give to Democratic candidates?
I would say a majority, 90-95%.
No, it's 65%.
Oh.
65%. So I mean, so they're dealing with just a lot more resources. So that's one challenge. The other challenge is, and frankly, I put this on the voters, is that they don't know what goes on in Sacramento. So to me, the media follows D.C. and that's fine. But I would submit to you that the decisions that we make in Sacramento affect the daily life of a Californian way more than anything that happens in Sacramento, right? So the water you drink, the air you breathe, the education that your children get or don't get, those decisions are all made in Sacramento. And no one covers up. No one knows what's going on. I think if people knew the policies that were coming out of Sacramento, they would vote differently. Because if you look at the policies and then you look at how the voters voted in this last cycle, right? So we had Proposition 15 on the ballot that was going to radically, by about $12 billion, raise property taxes. Voters said no. The legislature put on the ballot eliminating cash bail. Voters said no. The legislature passed AB 5, which just eliminates independent contracting. And Uber and Lyft and others did a narrow version of overturning AB 5 passed by the voters. So I think the voters, I mean, you hear blue California, and it's probably a tint of blue, but it ain't as blue as the people who sit in the seats with me in Sacramento. It just is not.
Yeah, totally different. It's funny how.
And so I think there's opportunities there.
Yeah, and again, we haven't figured out how to make it happen. I get pummeled. My listeners know I'm on a school board. I get pummeled by parents to get these schools back open or for certain curriculum. And I say, look, it is not us. We are a rubber stamp board for all intents and purposes. Yeah. And it's what goes on in Sacramento. Start sending the right people to Sacramento. It's really interesting in California how education works. In other states, the education boards have a lot more power. Here in California, not so much. We're kind of affirming that we did what you told us to do. So it's interesting.
Yeah, I'd say, you know, not to diminish your job on the school board, but really the only say that you have, from my perspective in K-12, the only say that you have, and it's important, is personnel. Right. You know, almost everything else is just is dictated by Sacramento. It's a top down. One size fits all approach, and clearly it's failed, and that's why I think charter schools are such an important component of our educational system, and of course because it's worked, you know, they're being eliminated.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. I again, it's frustrating sitting there and you're looking at your district. You're looking, if we could just take this money from here and move it here, we could have this, and we're not allowed to do it. Now we're being told. Yeah. Don't tell anybody because they'll want part of it. We're being told it's going to be a big tax windfall for California next year. And it's because definitely the more 1% that are making money in this market, they're making money somehow. It's going to add some big numbers to the coffers, according to the government accounting office. Is that true? Is that possible?
The legislative analyst office. Yeah. So, well, first of all, the governor projected for this year a $54 billion deficit, which was complete bunk. You know, he's like all these other people. They want to under promise and over deliver. The more fair minded legislative analyst office projected a potential deficit of $18 billion, which I think we were all kind of expecting. But what has happened? You know, under the Trump administration, the economy has recovered way quicker than anybody expected. And the fact of the matter is, there's been people who've been really hurt under COVID. There's people who've made a ton of money. I know people who've never done better. And in California, we have a tax system that frankly needs to be overhauled because it's very volatile. But we treat capital gains tax. We don't have a separate capital gains tax. We treat capital gains as income. And as you know, California, we have the highest personal income tax rate in the country, 13.3%. So when the stock market goes up, we reap tons of cash. So right now we are projecting a $26 billion surplus for this fiscal year, but it's going to immediately go into deficit following this year.
Oh, yeah. We're looking at that at the school board level, too. We're looking at the numbers.
Yeah, yep.
And, you know, what, gas taxes, people aren't driving around as much. We look like any day now, or any hour, actually, you're going to get another stay-at-home order from Newsom that may go through the end of the year. We'll see what happens. But
it'll be 3 weeks. I'm assuming so. He's broken it down by regions. Instead of doing counties, now it's by regions. And so basically he's going to put everybody under a stay-at-home order. So our region, which is the Southern California region, I don't know if everybody's familiar with California, but it's Imperial and San Diego counties, which is on the Mexican border. And this is all one region, okay? That Orange County, L.A. County, Riverside County, San Bernardino County, Ventura County, Santa Barbara County, San Luis Obispo County. So now we're in Central California. And then up to the east, Inyo County and Mono County. So it goes from Death Valley down to the Mexican border. It's absolutely ridiculous, but that's our region. And so if one area hits his benchmark on ICU beds, the whole region shuts down.
Wow.
It's all about government control.
I totally agree with you. He is acting like a dictator. I mean, he's got nothing on Mussolini. Do you know what I'm saying? I mean, seriously, this is just amazing.
No, he's got way better hair.
Yeah, Moose. Yes. Well, you know, he's an important figure. He gets to get his hair cut. You know what I'm saying? Him and Mrs. Pelosi, Auntie Pelosi. All right.
Oh, when we had the first shut down, and I'm watching him every day at his press conferences, and his hair looks fabulous. So, and I'm like, I know he's getting his hair cut. So I started like just combing my, and no one saw it because I was on stay at home with everybody else. But I was like just combing my hair straight back and it looked horrible. And then we got back into Sacramento and I'm asking people, I'm not going to say who, but I'm asking people who were in the know, like, is he getting his hair cut? He goes, yeah, he's getting his hair cut. Like, of course he was.
Well, next time, find out where he's going. Go right next to him. See him say, no, look, Senator Wilk, thanks for spending your time.